Hi, my name is Jeff Pagano, and welcome to Harpin Boo, an audio boo recording to go with my rugby blog, which can be found at harpinonrugby.net. I hope you stay with me for the next 2 minutes while I give my 2 cents worth on Leinster and Ireland rugby. The views expressed are mine and mine alone. This is episode 15, which I've entitled Hither, Thither, and Yon. I'm going to talk about those headings for a bit, then later I'll give my predictions for the matches, which I'll be using on sportguru.co.uk. This Sunday, Ireland play Argentina in their final Autumn International at the Aviva Stadium at 2:30 p.m. with coverage on RTE2. Then at 5, Leinster play at the Liberty Stadium against the Ospreys in the Magners League with coverage for that on TG Cahir. Well, my a lot of time is almost up by the time I get that intro out. Once again, there's multiple games for the top teams in the same weekend. It makes absolutely no sense to me. I don't have the figures, but I would say that the Leinster fans are one of the best traveling sets of supporters, if not the best, in the Magners League. So I would have thought like every team would look on their schedule and say that knowing Leinster are coming is probably their best chance of selling a few extra tickets. So I'd say even the Ospreys are a bit pissed off that the fixture schedule has worked out this way, because you know, whatever about the price tickets to the Aviva Stadium, I'd say, you know, most fans would tend to go to the Ireland game. So it's just a serious mess up all around. I don't know how they're going to, I don't know if they're ever going to try to fix that, but it just makes no sense to have one game at 2:30 and another game at 5 that the supporters would actually want to go and see on the same day. So that's my view on that. Now, as regards the actual Magners League game in Swansea, Leinster put out another relatively strong team. It's not as good as they put out against the Dragons. A couple of names missing, like Richard Strauss and Sean Byrne from the team. But Leo Cullen is still the captain. Eason Asiwa still plays at full back. There's Shaggy, there's Fergus McFadden, Isaac Boss, Van der Merve, the new guy Clint Newland. There's a lot, Shane Jennings, a lot of names there. It's a pretty strong team. Now, of course, Ospreys have a couple of names too, like Dan Bigger at number 10, and Jerry Collins is their captain. So it should be an interesting battle. And those are really important points. You see, that's another thing. This is a meeting of the Magners League final, and it should be on a weekend where it can be the prominent. This should be the standout game on the schedule for this weekend, yet it's taken second billing to the internationals. Makes no sense to me. But anyway, on those internationals, Ireland play Argentina. After a strong showing last week, still lost by 20 points to the All Blacks. So they'll want to finish this series on a high, and so definitely a win. It is a priority for the boys. We finally get to see the pairing at halfback of Stringer and Sexton. Now, I know I said that he was alternating them, but I'm glad to see Sexton having another go starting again. I think it's good for him to have this feeling that, you know, he can be considered the starting number 10. We all know what O'Gara can do. We all know that we can call on him at any time we need him, but I still think it's important that Sexton gets starting game time. Elsewhere throughout the team, I'm a bit disappointed for Devin Toner. I thought he should really get a shot again to gain experience at second row. And in case you think I'm totally Leinster biased, I also think that Keith Earl should be in there, because as far as I'm concerned, he is our utility back. I think he should always be a replacement, at least. So if somebody like Luke Fitzgerald gets injured, Keith Earl should be the first man to bring out there. Now, then again, there's the argument that because he's such a utility back, it hurts him, which he's better on the bench, depending on who could get injured. But there you go. I think it's unfortunate for him that he's not starting. Great to see Jordan Murphy coming in. It's a shame Carney's injured, but fair play to Jordan Murphy now, because he's always on call when we need him. It's great. He's over there. He's the Leinster captain over there in the Premiership. He's got his own things to worry about over there. But whenever the country needs him, he comes and he puts on that green jersey. So fair play to him. Looking forward to a good contest. Argentina were good against France. They play a real thwarting game, and that's pretty much what they're going to bring to the Aviva. So we really need to get the ball out wide as best as we can, as quickly as we can. So probably with Stringer and Sexton, that's the best way we can do that. So I'm looking forward to a good game. My predictions, I'm going for Leinster by 3 points, Ireland by 6. You can follow me on Twitter at @HarpinOnRugby, and I'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening. So come on the Leinster, and come on the Ireland.